Now, you know, computers are good, unless you have a Dell computer where the battery's blowing up today. Don't forget to check that and see if you're being recalled. But it all boils down to, you know, parental involvement, what are kids doing when they're online and all of that. Now, you know, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, and I hope that you do, that we try to keep you up to date on protecting your kids online. That's why not only do I talk about it on the air, I work with Donna Rice Hughes and Enough is Enough, a national organization that has been on the forefront of this since the beginning of the Internet. And Donna Rice Hughes, the president of Enough is Enough and ProtectKids.com, joins us online right now here on KOGO. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. And, you know, there's something about people talking about it on the air, but, you know, we've been involved in this for a long time, and you've been there from the get-go. You really have to dig into matters of protecting your kids and not just say, oh, here's a story, and isn't that horrible, and then move on to something else. And you have been, more than anybody I know, practically digging into this. In fact, there was a MySpace summit of sorts here in recent days. What's happened with that? Because every time I do a MySpace survey, you know, just look at the news stories, there's something grisly, including today.
Yeah. Well, we did have a meeting in Washington. We actually called it a dialogue on social networking, and a few attorney generals were there across the country, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and MySpace, and Facebook, and Internet safety advocates, and we all got together and recognized that there are a lot of dangers on these sites, and tried to put our heads together to work through what some of the issues are and what we can do about them.
Are they hearing what we've been talking about? I mean, here's another report today. I just went to Yahoo News and put in MySpace as one word. Top story that just cleared 33 minutes ago, Dateline Chicago. Four youths have been accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. So, you know, there's somebody who was supposed to be in MySpace because the minimum age is 14. That they met on the social networking space MySpace.com. Three of them have been charged. They were arrested Sunday and charged with sexually assaulting the 14-year-old girl July 24th. And, here we go again. And then you have the video sharing and all the other things coming up with this. If parents think that somehow there's a handle on it or hear that there was a high-level discussion like you were part of, that doesn't mean it's over and it's all fixed.
Oh, no, it's not all fixed. And here's the thing. It's not going to ever be all fixed, because what you have with the Internet, which is basically a neutral communications tool, is the ability to use it for positive or for evil and for others to do the same, so that when you or your child are on the Internet, they are certainly open to all the good and wonderful things that the Internet has to offer, but also all of the negative and the bad people that are out there. So when you take a new kind of the rave with the teenagers now and even the preteens and younger, these social networking sites, you have a combination of a number of problem areas that have always been a concern to those of us in dealing with Internet safety, and that is chat rooms, instant messages, profiles, advertisements, and that sort of thing, and you've got them all in one community. Now, you know, on the surface, that looks like a good thing, and it really can be, but it can be used by predators and is being used by predators. Another point is that the predators aren't always the quote-unquote, you know, over 30-year-old male that you might see depicted on the Dateline show.
Right.
And just, for instance, the article that you brought up today, we're seeing more and more young people, you know, 18 to 25 and even under 18, preying on younger preteens, teens, and even children. So,
well, are we also growing some, well, it's kind of like a farm system for sickos out there, where you're, because of the environment and because of what some kids think is very innocent, but they're sharing more explicit photos and all of that, that somehow we might be inadvertently growing future predators, because some of these kids are thinking this is edgy behavior and it's kind of cool, and they're learning how to do it.
Well, I think that's a good point. I think from the standpoint that so many kids do feel like they're invincible and that this is their world, the Internet, and especially its social networking sites, et cetera. And also the fact that kids for a long time, since the Internet really became commercial, have had free and easy access to all types of pornography, including black market porn, illegal pornography, and even child pornography. And I do believe, because of the addictive nature of pornography, that some of these youth that have been consuming this, and in fact teens are the largest consumers of porn, right now online, about 11 million of them are using pornography on a regular basis, are actually, you know, getting addicted to this material and then beginning to act out their fantasies. So you know, that's all the negative side. The positive is that hopefully, with every scary story that's coming out, parents are getting the message that they really have to be proactive in protecting their own kids. There's only so much the government can do, and even the technology sites themselves are beginning to make some effort in at internet safety and empowering, you know, kids to protect themselves and parents to try to protect their kids, etc. But none of that is going to take the place of very aggressive online supervision and parents knowing what their kids are doing online.
So you can't be just waiting as a parent or another caregiver, grandparent, whoever, and just thinking, well, you know, they're going to fix this. There will be something. There'll be a magic bullet, if you will. There's some way, unless you're involved, it's not going to happen, no matter how good technology gets and some of the filters. And, you know, there's some coming online here. But, you know, the bad guys are finding ways to get around that all the time.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's typically the case. They're a few steps ahead of all the rest of us, whether it's parental awareness, the technology industry, or even law enforcement and Congress. So the best thing that a parent can do is be aware of what the dangers are, and then, like I said, be very proactive in protecting their kids, which is why we continually encourage parents to use what we think is, you know, a very simple solution. We call it Rules and Tools. It's our Rules and Tools program where we teach parents to implement the basic safety rules and software tools to protect their kids. And if they will do that and just follow the basics, they can help prevent a lot of these problems. Now, you know, it's very difficult to protect the kid that's just going to do whatever they can to get in trouble and not listen to parental, you know, authority. But on the other hand, you can sure go a long way in protecting those innocent kids and those that are just, you know, don't quite, you know, just a little naive and are out there just being goofy and not really thinking and being smart.
Donna Rice Hughes with us, the president of Enough is Enough. You can find more information. They're talking about some of these rules and tools online at protectkids.com, protectkids.com. I'm still wondering about MySpace. Again, they keep saying they're adding more people to look at this, and they're trying to keep the young kids that aren't supposed to be there, dump them off of there. They seem to be more aggressive in other areas, especially advertising. Here's a story I just found today. It just cleared in the last couple of hours. Saddam, it's a parody site. It makes it look like Saddam has his own, you know, friends site. Saddam Hussein silenced on MySpace.com. A place for friends is anything but as online site boosts Saddam for touting book National Lampoon, The Saddam Dump, his trial blog. And this story is just bizarre, but it tells me, it's like, is this where all the attention needs to go? How about put some of these people who undid this and get them to go after where kids are in real trouble? This says Saddam Hussein has been censored from the popular MySpace.com for allegedly touting his much-publicized book, National Lampoon, The Saddam Dump, Saddam Hussein's Trial Blog. So they're saying, well, you know, they had little Photoshop stuff with him with a keg party and tattoo shots and pictures with celebrities, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, just, you know, weird off the, you know, National Lampoon kind of stuff. So there are more finding ways to use MySpace as a motivational tool for kids to buy stuff, too. And it seems to me that they're cracking down more on that than they're cracking down on some of the very obvious predator things going on there.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah, that's the first I've seen it as we're talking here. It's like, okay. I mean, how many of the 90 people, or how many do they have now? They say there are 270 people. How many do they have on this?
For heaven's sakes. I don't know. But I do know. In fact, I was at a private meeting with the leaders of MySpace just about a week ago.
Yeah.
And they did share with us some of the features that they are adding. And some of the other groups are doing the same thing, like Facebook. And what I recommend, you know, for parents to do, first of all, is if they've got a minor child that's under the age of 17, we highly recommend that they do not let their kids go on the social networking sites unless parents do a few of the following things, and that is not only implement our rules and tools, but first go on these sites themselves.
Yep.
Get a MySpace account, get a Facebook account, and go around these sites and look at the content, look at the kinds of postings that are out there, and make a decision as to whether or not you think this is a wholesome environment for your child. And then if so, then be incredibly proactive. Check, you know, what your kids are putting up online, what their friends are putting up about your kid. I mean, there's just all sorts of things that parents need to be very proactively involved with if they're going to let their kids participate in these sites. And also, remember that even though MySpace and others limit the age to 14 years old and up, a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old can simply lie about their age and gain access. Now, again, some of these sites are trying to, you know, are looking into to how to, you know, sort through those kinds of misuses.
But the question is how they can, you know, they're not going to be able to get a handle on all this because, again, you have all the basics they've been doing. Then you have the additional advertising by heaven knows whom. And then this new video sharing. And there's another story about that out today.
Yeah,
and
right.
With kids having access to video cameras, even videos they can do on their telephones, you can start sharing all sorts of things with quote-unquote friends and get you in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's true. And one of the safety rules that we teach parents to teach their kids is that if they don't know someone in real life, if they're simply an online quote-unquote friend, they're still a stranger. And you cannot be too careful with an online stranger. They may be a safe stranger or not a safe stranger, and there's really no way of knowing. So you shouldn't be sharing any personal information at all. You shouldn't be posting pictures or sharing, you know, videos or anything like that with any of these kinds of people that you don't know in the physical world, and you certainly shouldn't be posting them in the public areas of these sites.
Donna Rice Hughes from Enough is Enough. Again, go to protectkids.com, protectkids.com. Get the rules and tools, a lot of great information available for you to keep your kids safe as they can be on MySpace and some of these other issues. And again, look at the rules that the websites have in their own environment, including if you got a kid who's under 14, not supposed to be there, don't care what the peer pressure is. Sometimes the correct answer, in fact, often it's just no, don't go there. Check it out, protectkids.com. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Mark.
Talk to you soon. Donna Rice Hughes with us live in the nation's capital there on News Radio 600 KOGO.